We appreciate these songs this morning and appreciate the Lord most of all for what he means to us today. In the book of Revelations is where we'll be reading from this morning. If you'd like to open your Bibles with us to the third chapter, and we ask that you pray for us for a few minutes of time that we'd be before you, that God would just take his word and put his spirit upon it, that it would go out and be able to give to us this morning all that we stand in need of for this day. And if you're unprepared to meet God, this message is for you today, because there is no time like right now to get your heart ready to meet the Lord. And to those of us that know the Lord, this is a message that we ought to be able to rejoice in, because the Lord has promised us so much. How many of you know everything that you have waiting for you when we make that crossing? And not just how much we got waiting for us, but how much he has promised to us while we're here. And he has been good to all of us today and blessed us beyond measure. But here in the book of Revelations, in the third chapter, if you'd like to go with us down to verses 20, 21, and 22 is what we will be reading from today. He says in verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that have an ear to let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." And stop reading there with that 22nd verse, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. I'd like to bring to you a message this morning that God has laid upon my heart, simply entitled, "Listening to God." Listening to God. We have many choices in life to those things that we listen to and those things that we tune out. And I have to say, probably, if I would have listened more when I was younger, I wouldn't have had to go through a lot of the heartaches that we went through, and I'd be further down the road than what I am today. If I'd listened to mom and dad more, and listened to elders and to my teachers. And that's why when I look around this congregation and I think about how blessed we are for the people that we have in our congregation, we have some very intelligent people in this church. And I appreciate each and every one of you this morning. But when it comes to the Lord, no matter who else you listen to, God will not lead you wrong. Some folks I've listened to and they gave me wrong advice. And I didn't know it was bad advice until I had to pay for the consequences. But the Lord will never give you bad advice. He says here in his word that if we will just listen to him, he stands at the door and knocks. And if we will just hear his voice and open the door, he will come in and sup with us, and we shall sup with him. If only we would listen to God, you and I would not have had as many bruises and heartaches and problems that we have had in our life if only we listened to God. Many folks that we talk to and some that testify say that they wish that they had listened to God in their younger years when the Lord first showed up and knocked upon their heart's door and gave them an invitation to become part of his great family. But because they did not listen to God, they put that off for years. And for years, they could have gone into eternity unprepared to meet God. But God was gracious and kind to them. He allowed them to go through many things, and he watched over them, and he came back and gave them another opportunity to get saved. Many of us had numerous opportunities to get saved. And the reason why we didn't get saved the first time is because we would not listen to God. If you don't listen to God, then you're listening to the devil. Satan is the one that you're listening to. And Satan will never tell you anything that is good for you and yours. He only wants you to get it put off for a little while until he can try his best to get your soul damned to an eternal hell for all eternity. The devil doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about you going to church. He doesn't care about you listening to good gospel, singing, and maybe even sitting through a message every once in a while. It doesn't bother him that you do that. What he doesn't want you to do is listen to what God is saying to your heart and your soul. If we will only listen to God, we will find everything that we need, not just for the life to come, but also for this life. He will give to us everything we need if we will just listen to Him. And even for us as Christians, and I said the message this morning is to the lost because that's the way that God laid it upon my heart. But even us as Christians, we need to learn more to listen to God and tune the devil out instead of listening to the devil and tuning God out. The Bible says that 8 different times in the book of Revelations, He says, "He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." And I fought with that and meditated upon it because of He's not saying what He says to you or what He says to us, but He says what the Spirit saith unto the church. And then my mind went back that there's not a one of us that didn't get saved that did not hear the preached word in the midst of the church of the living God that the Spirit sent by our way. Because without the Spirit, it is impossible to hear God. But when the Spirit comes by, that's when you can hear what God is truly saying to you in your heart and your life. The Bible says in these 8 different times in the book of Revelations that He tells us about that we need to listen to God. He tells us that there is many benefits if you will just listen to God today that are lost. If you will just open up your heart and truly listen to God. Not just give an ear. And you know, and there's a difference between hearing and listening. There's a difference. Many folks listen, but not everybody hears. Some of you have been listening to God for a long time. But today I want you to do more than just listen. I want you to hear what God is saying to your heart and your life. In the first scripture that He tells us about in the book of Revelations, in the 2nd chapter, in the 1st verse, when He says, "He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." He says, if you will listen to God and hear His voice, that He will give you to eat of the tree of life. And I remember when I first tasted of that. I remember when I first listened and I heard the Lord. There was other times that I would listen to Him, Brother Eli, but I truly wouldn't hear because I'd allow other distractions to come in and take away what God was saying to me. But when we truly hear what God is saying and we follow Him, He says that He will give us to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of that city, the midst of the paradise of God. He will give us to eat of that tree. And once we've eaten of that tree, the devil has no control over our soul. And that ought to make a Baptist church happy today. Because if we'll just remember when we first ate of the tree of life, that we was lost and now we're saved, it's not because we went to church. It's not because we was even in a Baptist church. The reason why we're saved is because we heard what the Lord said and we acted upon His Word. And I declare to you, the best thing that I ever did do was when I set aside my pride and I set aside all the things that was holding me back and I stepped out and accepted the Lord as my personal Savior was the best thing that's ever happened to me. And no matter how long I live, nothing else in this life can compare to what God gave to us when He gave to us salvation. In the 11th verse of the 2nd chapter of Revelation, He says, "He that have an ear and hears what the Lord says unto the church," He tells us that we shall not be hurt of the second death. I'm thankful today that I don't have to worry about the second death. People say, "Well, you're going to die." And as I said here on Wednesday, I've already died out to sin and the love and practice of it. People say, "Well, you're going to die again one day in the future." And I've got news for you. I'm not going to die, but I'm going to go to sleep. and I will awake on heaven's bright shore. Anybody else remember that promise of the Word of God? That we don't have to worry. He says in His Scripture, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Because the second death have no dominion or have no power. You and I that heard the Lord and we followed His Word, we don't have to worry about the second death ever touching us in our lives again. In the 17th verse of the second chapter, He says if we'll hear, He'll give us to eat of that secret or hidden manna that comes from God. And I thought this week, Larry Jones, that I have eaten from the Master's table many times. Every time I was down and out, it was the Lord who brought back by my house what it was that I needed today. People say, well, there was groceries in the fridge and in the cupboard. There was no reason for you not to have the food that you needed. But how many of you can relate this morning that there's something that you need in your soul that the food that you buy at Kroger's or Walmart just won't take care of? But when you get just a morsel from the Master, just some of that hidden manna, it is what we have need of to sustain us and keep us going. When the Spirit comes by, it's able to make us to be able to eat from the Lord's table. And He said if we would just listen to Him, we would hear Him, we would have part of that hidden manna. And then also, in the 19th verse of that second chapter, He says this, that if we will hear what God says to us, that He will give us a brand new name written upon a white stone. And people say, well, what is your brand new name? I don't know what my brand new name is other than this, that I am now a born-again child of the living God. It doesn't matter when I get to heaven, they're not going to call me Roger Grammer because that's my name in this house. But when I get there, I'll have a brand new house and a brand new name that I will know when I enter in that streets of glory. People say, you got all of this stuff just by listening to God. A message cannot tell you all the things that I got just because I heard the Lord and I stepped out and followed Him today. And not only that, but He said that in the 28th verse of the second chapter, but He would give us the morning star because we heard what the Lord said to us. How many of you know that you've got the morning star with you today? Some of you say, well, what is the morning star? Who is it? The Bible says clearly that the morning star is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Folks, I not only not got God when I listened and heard the Lord speak to my soul, but I got His Son, Jesus Christ, and I got the Holy Spirit down on the inside to lead me while I'm here in this life. And then in the 6th verse of the 3rd chapter, He says if we will just hear what God says to us, that He will clothe us in a white raiment. I'm glad I've got my robe on this morning. People say, well, that suit, we've seen you wear that one before. It's not the suit that I'm talking about. When we get saved, we get dressed up because we are no longer children of this world, but we are now children of God. And you remember when the prodigal son came back to the father, he said, kill the fatted calf, make ready a feast, go get him a robe, get him shoes, put a ring upon his finger. Folks, when we heard the Lord, He dressed us up in royalty today. How many of you this morning know that the Lord dressed you up right? He didn't just put rags on you, but He put on a brand new robe that we will just, people say, well, why can't I see it? Folks, our soul is already dressed up, but when you see us the next time on the other side of the river, we'll be dressed in white. People say, how do you know that you'll be dressed in white? You remember John when he was there on the Isle of Patmos. He looked upon the throne of God and he saw that man sitting there. And what was he wearing? He was wearing a white robe today. I like that song that they used to sing years ago, Sister Carlene, that said, in my robe of white, I will fly away. I'm going to a place, folks, where it's pure and it's undefiled. And it's, folks, sometimes people might think you get all excited and you're so proud that you get to go to heaven. Folks, all I'm trying to do is brag upon the one that made it possible because I heard His voice that He dressed me up and made me a fit subject for His kingdom. Not only that, but in that same verse, People say, well, you got to show us how you got this. Most of these, in order to get the what I'm preaching to you about this morning, you got to go to the preceding verse. In the preceding verse, he would tell you what you would receive if you would just hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. But in that same verse, he said if you would hear what he says unto your soul, that he would not blot your name out of the Lamb's book of life. Folks, I believe it, and I know that you may not have ever heard preaching like this before, but I believe this with all my heart today. When God made this earth, he knew exactly every man, woman, boy, or girl that would be born from the time of Adam to the end time. I believe that before the world was, heaven was already in existence. Am I preaching the truth this morning? He made heaven big enough for every man, woman, boy, or girl to be from the time of Adam to the end of this age for them to have part in heaven above. In this verse, he said, if you will hear what I say unto you, I will not blot your name out of the Lamb's book of life. I believe that when the book was written, Larry, he put everyone's name in that book of life so that when we come to the age of accountability, we would have a choice to make whether we would accept God or turn away God. But when men and women turn away God and they do not hear his voice and follow his directions, the Bible says that his Spirit will not always strive with man, and there'll come a day that he will turn them over to a hardness of heart and reprobate mind. Once that day comes, the Lord will blot their name out of the Lamb's book of life, saying that from that day forward, there is no hope of them ever having the privilege of going to heaven when their life comes to an end. I don't know about you, but on a Sunday morning in a Baptist church, there's a lot of things my name will never be mentioned in. I will never, probably other than obituary, my name will not be in the local newspaper. I won't make the national headlines. I won't be a popular point of discussion. But one thing I do know is that my name is found in the Lamb's Book of Life because I heard his voice, I followed his direction. And many of you here this morning, you remember when you stepped out behind the pew and you made your journey down to an old-fashioned altar. Was it not the best thing that you have ever done to receive the Lord as your Savior? There's things in this life that I can give up. Brother Jim and I have talked, and he's almost got me convinced on a lot of things. But Larry was talking in Sunday school this morning about this. There's things that used to be important to me. There's things that I like to do, used to like to do that I no longer like to do them. There's things, events that I used to like to watch that I don't watch anymore. But there is one thing that is still as fond in my soul today as it was the first time in 1972. And people say, well, what is that? I am still in love with Jesus Christ in his church. I'm still in love in knowing that when I close my eyes for the last time, that heaven is going to be my eternal resting place. I feel like preaching for a little while this morning. A lot of things I can't leave behind to the family and kids, but one thing that I can leave behind and to the church here at Mount Carmel is this right here, is that if I never see you again on this side of eternity, how many of you know that we'll meet again over on the other side? Because we heard the Lord speak to our hearts and we stepped out and followed him. Also, in that same preceding verse, the Bible says this like this to us, if we will hear the voice of our Lord. Jesus said it like this, and folks, I am honored, like we was here on Wednesday when folks would introduce us to their family. And when we have get-togethers and you introduce me to your neighbors and family and friends, I'm excited to be able to meet them. And it's just a privilege that we have to meet one another. But listen at what he said in that next verse, or the preceding verse, in verse 6 of the third chapter of the book of Revelation. Jesus said it like this. This is Jesus speaking. He said that he that hear what I say, I will confess him before my Father and the angels which are in heaven. I get excited when I think about that, and I don't go in a literal sense because I know that I've already had that introduction. But can you think of anything anything that's any better than when we get there to heaven and Jesus introduces us to the Father as one that was lost and undone, but believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, believed upon His finished work at Calvary, and because we heard Him and we stepped out and followed Him. Brother Larry Lambert, Jesus said it like this, I will introduce you to my Father. And folks, He talked about the angels that are there, and don't think that I'm disrespecting the angels, but folks, the one that I want to see more than anyone else is God the Father, because He's the one that sent His Son to die upon the cross at Calvary. For the angels didn't die, the angels didn't hear my prayer, but it was Jesus that heard my prayer, and God the Father that saved my dying soul. What an introduction we're going to have. Sometimes people pull me aside and they'll say, I want you to meet this person. And they'll introduce them to me and they'll say, this is Roger, this is our pastor. But folks, you know what? When I get introduced there, I won't be introduced as a minister. I won't get introduced as a pastor. But I'll be introduced as a child of the living God. Oh, that'll preach this morning. The highest title that we have, folks, is knowing that we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather know that my name is found there and that I am born again, and then I had to have all the riches that this world has, because, folks, when death comes, everything you own you leave behind to somebody else. But Brother Holcomb, I've got something down the inside that I'm going to take with me when I leave this world. I've got the blood applied to my soul, and not only that, but I've got some treasures laid up over on the other side. People say, what kind of treasures would you have over there? How many of you have ever had a prayer answered by God? You know what He says? The prayers are bottled up. How many of you have ever shed a tear because of a lost loved one? God knows every tear. But not just that, but we've got loved ones that's waiting for us over there. You're talking about some treasures today. People, that's a treasure full, house full of things that we've got waiting upon us when we get there. But most of all, we get to see the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world, and all He asks is that we would just hear Him and follow in His footsteps. Not only that, but in the 13th verse of the third chapter in the book of Revelation, the preceding verse says it like this, two different points. He said, first of all, he that have an ear and hears what I say unto them, that you follow what the Lord says. He said, I will make a pillar in the temple of God, and it will go out no more. Folks, we are pillars today. Every one of us, we are pillars and not in the sense that we're holding up a roof, but you know what God looks at us and the world looks at us as? We're the ones that's holding up the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. And when we get there, folks, we will no longer have to worry about preaching. We'll no longer have to worry about our lost loved ones. But what we'll do is we'll get to stand there. You know what a pillar is? It's something that is supportive. It's something, and Larry talked about this in Sunday school this morning. Every once in a while, we need a pillar to speak to us, to encourage us along. Sister Tara testified about her friend, and folks, people need to know that there is a God that's still in heaven that's listening to His people, and if we will just hear what He says to us, we'll receive what it is that we have need of. And the last part of that, He said that not only will He make us a pillar in the temple, a pillar means something that is stationary. The last part of that verse, He says that when we get there, we'll go out no more. Folks, think about this. When we get to heaven, we won't have to worry about where we're going to go to next. You can't go any higher than what heaven is today. People say, well, you're talking about the distance that it is. No, I'm talking about there is no height compared to where heaven is and what we have when we get there. You're talking about a great thing. Yesterday, I guess it was, yesterday, the city of Cincinnati was worried because they're having this Oktoberfest, and they was worried about that if the Reds clinched the title, how in the world is going to be accommodated alienating all those people. And I got 2 points to that today. Not to bring the secular things into the church, but the 2 points about that is, first of all, they're celebrating something that is short-lived. It's not going to go on forever. And the second thing was, is that they was worried about the crowd control. Folks, I was not down there, so I wasn't part of it, and I have no interest in those things. But where I'm going, there is no such thing as it being too crowded. God made it big enough for all of us to go there. And when we get there, you talk about stationary, we'll never ever have to worry about leaving one another again. In the last part of that same verse, he said, I will write upon him the name of God. How many of you know today that you are God's? I don't belong to the devil. Sometimes I have to remind him, Sister Carlene, because he comes against me and he tries his best to get me down and out. He tries to tear up every good thing that God has blessed us with. And sometimes I have to remind him, I do not have your name anymore. I am no longer a child of the devil. People say, oh, Pastor, I wouldn't say that about anybody. Folks, we're either a child of the devil or we are a child of God. That's the only two options you have. But I carry with me a name that is higher than any name that there is in this land. He's higher than NAFTA. He's higher than the president. He's higher than folks than the Eastern European Union. He's higher than the whole world. There is no name higher than the name of God today. And if you've been saved, you carry God's name in your heart. I'm proud of my mother and father. I'm proud of their life. My last name doesn't mean a whole bunch. Can I just be frank with you? I mean, our last names don't mean a whole lot. There's not many of us that can say that there's somebody that's very famous with our name. Our names is just why we're here. And I don't mean to scare you, but think about this for just a minute. When we close our eyes for the last time on this side, we're just one generation away from being forgotten about. You think about it. Generation and a half, maybe at most, 2 generations. And our name is forgotten about. But there's a name that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. People say, I can't find it. What is that name that goes all the way back? In the beginning, God the Father was there. God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. People say, well, why are you so high on God? Look at all He's done. Tell me any other name that at His name the waters parted back. Oh. Tell me another name that in His name the demons had to flee. Tell me another name that the river was parted back. Tell me another name that the enemy was destroyed just by speaking His name. The Larrys you taught this morning, they didn't even have to raise a sword or a spear. It was at the name of God that the victory was won. No other name, folks, given among men in this world that you could call upon to find salvation except for the name of Jesus Christ and His Father, God Himself. There's no other name that is higher than the name of our Lord today. And we've got it just because we heard what He said to us. And I'm going to close shortly. But in the 22nd verse of the 3rd chapter, He says it like this. If you will hear what the Lord says unto you, He says, I will grant unto you to sit with me in my throne. People say, oh, I can't wait till I get to heaven because I got a mansion waiting over there. And folks, don't get hung up on the mansions and don't get hung up on my preaching of on this part right here. You can have the mansion and you can have mine. And you say, oh, you're ungrateful for what God has given to you. No, you know where I want to be found? I'd rather be sitting on the throne with God than I had to be dwelling in the mansion. And people say, well, don't you respectful? Don't you enjoy what God has given to you when you get there? I don't know what all He's got when we get there. But I do know this. The Son of God is there. And because He's there, that's where I want to be. And because I heard Him and I stepped out, I get to go to heaven today. It ought to make somebody want to rejoice that we don't have to worry about dying and going to hell. We get to go to heaven today because we heard the Lord speak to us. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And he closes the eighth time in the book of Revelation that he says this in that verse. He closes in the 13th chapter and 8th verse with this. He that have an ear and hears what the Spirit saith unto the churches shall worship Him. Folks, when we come together, we don't come together to worship each other. We don't come together to worship the pain and suffering that the devil has given to us. We don't come together to worship the trials that we've been through. We don't even come together to worship in the songs that we sing. You know what we ought to be doing? Because we have heard what the Lord said to us, we ought to be able to worship whether we're in church or we're out in the world all by ourselves. We ought to be able to worship because it's not the building where you can worship. It's the Lord that you ought to be worshiping. And I can worship Him today in my weak and unlearned ways, not because I'm the pastor, not because I'm a preacher, but because I am a born-again child of God. I can, in my feeble ways, do something to worship Him that God would get the praise and the glory. I don't come to worship to impress you and to get your thoughts and your thinking about it. I come to worship God because when I was lost and undone, He reached way down below the bottom and pulled me out of sin's grasp that He had hold of me. Some people say He reached way below the bottom. Folks, you and I was right at the bottom. In fact, David said it like this, the pits of hell compassed me about, but I remember the day, as Larry talked about it in Sunday school this morning, how many of you remember the day that you felt the strong hand of God reach down because you heard the word, you heard the preaching, and you accepted God in your soul, and you felt the Lord come down. I want to close with it like this morning. Many folks say, I'd like to go and I'd like to get saved. I know that there's a heaven that I need to get prepared to go to, but I don't know if I could go to the altar and pray. The Lord laid upon my heart just this way this morning. Jim, get us a song of invitation if you would. That if you would just bow right there in the pew where you sit at, you know what God will do? He will come if you will hear His voice and open up your heart. He's knocking today. If you'll open up your heart, God is right there where you're at, and He will save you if you'll just ask Him to. I went to an altar. People say, well, what's the difference in an altar and praying here in my pew? If you pray out of your heart, it doesn't matter. People say, oh, Pastor, I thought y'all was Baptists and believed in an altar of prayer. And folks, I do. But I have found this. I can pray to God when I'm out there in the foyer. I have prayed to God in the parking lot. I have prayed to God at work operating the machine. I have prayed to God out in a tobacco patch or a cornfield or in a hay barn. I have prayed to God as I drive down the highway. God is not restricted to just His altar. God is anywhere that you will humble your heart and call upon Him. God will hear you and answer your prayer. Doesn't matter where you're at. Brother Leonard Murray's gone on to be with the Lord many years now. And I don't even know what kind of car it was, but he said in his day, he just knelt down by the running boards on that car and prayed, and God heard him and saved him. Y'all heard Brother Sterling say that he went to get something for the company and end up getting something for himself. Y'all remember he was driving an old pickup truck and he just stopped that truck and bowed his heart and God saved him. People say, well, isn't it something that you ought to be saved in church? Folks, anywhere you bow your heart, God will hear and answer your prayer. Amen. And we need to hear what God says. Not just listen. You say, well, your text was listening to God. Folks, we need to listen, but we also need to act. Because the Bible says that if you never put your faith into action, it is dead. You have to be able to hear and then act upon it. There's a lot of people, no doubt, in hell that had intentions on getting saved. But you know what? Once you close your eyes, lost and undone, there's no escape. Some folks might say this morning, brother, that this is old-fashioned type preaching, and this is not what the modern era is preaching in most of our churches. And I say this, most of our churches is leading people down to hell and destruction in the name of Jesus, trying to paint a good picture. Folks, you cannot have a form of godliness and deny His power because people will never get saved. We need to tell folks, He's alive, and He's alive, and He's still on the throne, and He's still able to save folks if we'll just preach. Preach them the truth. God loves you this morning. While we stand, they sing a verse of a song. You've listened to God in the past. Today you need to hear God and act upon what God has placed in your heart. Sing on, Brother Jim. Help them in this song of invitation, church. Yes. Have you heard the Lord this morning? Maybe this past week you heard the Lord speak to your heart and you said, well, God, if I could just make it to church Sunday. Maybe it was days past you heard the Lord speak to you and you confessed, yes, I know I need to get saved. But today's just not that day. Folks, you heard in the testimonies this morning, prayer request, none of us has a promise of another day. This might be the last opportunity that you get. You better act upon the Lord. You better hear what He's saying and move in your heart. You say, well, Roger, you're trying to scare us. Folks, there's a fear that ought to come over each and every one of you that don't know the Lord as your Savior. Because the fear is this. That if you die without Jesus, He said, where I am, you cannot come. Why don't you follow your heart today? Of God I come. Step out and receive Him. Hear His word. And He will come in and sup with you. And you with Him. In this last verse and chorus. Mom or dad, young man or woman. You know, time is not going to go on forever. You're not always going to have this privilege. But while you do, you need to get right. You need to get right because tomorrow it might be too late. Would you move this morning while the church is praying? While the Spirit is dealing in your heart? Why don't you ask the Lord to save you? Ask the Lord to save you this morning. God has dealt with your heart. You say, well, I felt Him tug at my heart this morning. I felt that knock at my heart's door, but not like I have in days past. I believe it just like this. Every time that you reject Him, His voice gets a little fainter. It's not that God has lost any of His power. It's because your heart becomes calloused. Your life becomes so saturated in this world that you don't see a need for a Lord and Savior. But if you felt anything at all this morning, and I'm trying to find a hush in place, church. But if you felt anything at all of the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart while they sing the last verse and chorus of this song, I ask you, would you bow your head right there and ask the Lord to save you? Or come to this altar and ask God to save you. Take a loved one or a friend that you're standing next to and ask them to come and pray with you. God will hear your voice and He will save you if you'll follow His word. One last verse, Jim. And this is it. Unless God would bid otherwise. Follow your heart this morning. Thou will receive, will welcome. Yes. Pardon, cleanse, relief. The Lord is waiting to do that just for you. Thy promise, I believe. Yes. O Lamb of God, I come. Would you follow your heart this morning and cry out to the Lord? Amen. We've preached our message to you today, what the Lord's laid upon our heart. And yet our hearts are so saddened. Because you see, every good thing that heaven's got waiting for us, Brother Mike, I want to see everybody enjoy it. I want to see us all enjoy it together. Because the Lord has made it so we all can go and be able to receive all the good things that He has prepared for us. God bless you this morning. I pray that you got something from the Word. You say, well, I wasn't lost. Folks, when we begin to think about all that God's prepared for us, it ought to spark that fire. In fact, the fire is already there. But you know what it ought to be? It ought to be like somebody throw a big old hickory log on the fire and just burns with that amber red. And you can just see the heat just the rising off of it. The Lord has been good to us. Do you know you have the name of God this morning? You've got His name. And you've got something to be proud of. Today, remember our service tonight. Remember those that's away from us, that maybe some of them will be back here with us this evening and being with us in worship. But whether they're here or not, we ask that you come back and be with us. And I do know this, if we will come with our cups turned upright, God said He'll meet with us. And folks, don't take this disrespectful this morning. Don't get your feelings hurt. It doesn't matter which of us is here. As long as He's here, it'll be church. And we'll have a good time. Get you a good lunch. Get you a nap if you need it. Cheyenne, if you got studying to do, get your studying done. Also, all you others. And I could go around the house this morning. Jack, if you got some homework to do, get it done this afternoon. And he's smiling. I don't know if that means he's got it or not. But whatever you got to do this afternoon, get it done quick so that you can come back and be with us tonight in our service. Brother Eli's come in to pray, no doubt, for his children and loved ones that's lost and undone. Folks, if we don't take their name before God, who will? Who will pray for them if it's not us? So we ask today, we're going to close with an altar of prayer. We ask that you come in and join us. Pray there in your pew, wherever the Lord will allow you to pray. And if you get away from us, come back and be with us tonight in our service.